KSL News Time is 6:09. Let's get our first check of triple team traffic on a little warmer than usual Monday morning. And good morning, Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, you know, this is the best road conditions we've had in about a week for starting a morning drive. And that's great news if you're in Salt Lake County. You're just sailing along from Draper to downtown. Only a 15-minute drive right now. Bangor Highway off to a nice start between South Jordan and the airport. A little bit heavy as you go near the SR 201 exit, but that's about it. Tooele County looking great as well, Eric.
You got some backups on northbound I-15 in Utah County. This is about a quarter mile before the Pleasant Grove exit, and we've got a couple of right-hand lane blocked off and periodic slowdowns going on conducted by UHP, but right now you're looking at about a 3 or 4 minute delay as you head through that area. Heather?
Our biggest problem up in Davis County is for anybody trying to get onto Hill Air Force Base, and the worst gate right now, 5600 South in Roy. Looks like we've got at least a mile delay, adding a good 20 minutes if you're trying to head west through Roy into Hill Air Force Base. And now the other gates are starting to get pretty congested. The other one that's pretty bad now is off of Hillfield Road down in Layton. But southbound I-15, good speeds from Ogden to Salt Lake. This traffic report is sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tag sale headquarters, located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.